It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus. Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to Tales from 2 a.m. My name is Brian Anthony Davis. This is
Bill Davis.
Not William Leonard Davis?
Nah.
So here's a question, Dad. Why am I named Brian? Why am I named Brian Anthony?
Well, your mother and I were watching Brian's song on television one night, a story about Brian Piccolo and Gail Sayers. Brian,
you know, Gail just died a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, I did know that. But Brian Piccolo was dying of testicular cancer, and it just touched us, both of us, and we decided to name you Brian. Now, Anthony comes from your grandfather, and my dad admonished me for calling you Brian Anthony Davis because he thought that you were going to get tagged with being bad.
I never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't around much to say anything. But
when he did, he definitely said things. And he says, why would you pin that on your son? I says, well, we really didn't do that on purpose. There was a reason for both of the names. But, you've mentioned this before. Ironically, Brian Piccolo died of testicular cancer.
Well, it started with testicular, yeah.
Yeah.
But back then, it was a death sentence.
Yeah. Well,
because it spread all the way up to his brain.
Yeah, well, the problem with that in those days is he didn't have a diagnosis until it was way too late. But anyway, ironically, you had testicular cancer. Of course, the outcome was a lot better.
18 years and another month.
Yeah.
So that's so I was all. What was the name I was almost, though? It wasn't Brian, because before that movie, it was something else.
You know, I don't even remember.
It was Sean.
Oh, yes. And I had a problem with that name because I didn't want to name you S-H-A-W-N because I felt that was too feminine.
which it's not.
But especially at that time.
We've got some Sean's in the live chat. So.
Well, I'm being honest, okay. You know, and I'm not trying to be detrimental to anybody else, but that was my feeling. And I didn't think S-E-A-N, I thought would have too many problems with people not knowing what S-E-A-N was. So that was kind of replaced.
Well, thank goodness for that movie, or we'd be having the show Sad and Dad if I was Sean Anthony Davis. So that would have not been good. So here we are. Happy Father's Day to everyone, and thanks for joining us today. Bad Dad, that's Ryan O'Toole, another one of our greats from our live chat. In fact, anybody that's in our live chat, they're greats because they're great fans. I'll also bring up your niece, who you got to see last week. Kim, making me happy hearing your voices. Love you both. So
it was great seeing you last week with you and Natalie. Yeah, we had a great time.
So let's talk about this. Brian Brown says, 1980, the year that he became a Steelers fan. And Kim's also saying, that's why her Sean is not Sean. So it's S-E-A-N. So there you go. So this year's Steelers, Dad, what are your concerns about this Steelers team? Or what's your excitement? Are you, when you're drinking your Steeler Kool-Aid,
okay,
is it half full or half empty?
Oh, I'm always half full. I'm never half empty. I get disappointed on game days sometime, and there are times when I'm just elated. But as far as this year, I'm really happy that Roethlisberger is coming back. And I am happy for the Steelers who could have left and wouldn't. You have Steeler players that would not ever play for anybody else.
Vince Williams?
Yeah. I mean, those are the people that you have to embrace.
Tyson Alualu? Man, he was gone.
Yeah, and he came back. I mean, he really never even consummated the deal.
Yep.
But
actually, I said that wrong. Alualu. Dave Schofield's always on me for that, and he's right. It's Alualu. I mess that up all the time.
But I'm always half full. We do need a running back that is consistent. And the people who left, I don't have a problem with at all, because although we feel that they belong to us, they have responsibilities to their families also, and they have to follow their heart and the business sense. Because you know, they may make a lot of money, some of them, but it's short-lived. You know, you can have an injury that can take you out in a minute. So
Bud Dupree will always be a favorite Steeler of mine. And when he comes running into Heinz Field next year, I'll be up and I'll be elated.
Yeah, I was hoping that he wouldn't leave. But like I said, you have to follow what is best for you.
So, and you mentioned the running game. I think that's going to improve. I think Najee Harris is going to be a superstar. I know you're putting a wait and see, but I know you were happy on Steelers usually don't take a running back in the first round. The last time they did that was 2008.
Yeah.
So what do you like about this kid? Because I don't know if you heard this, but the running backs coach said to him, Eddie Faulkner said to him, it's like, you got to go home. I got to go home to my family. You've got to get out of here because you're, kid wants to practice all the time. So what does work ethic, how do you think that equates to a great play?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. It's never going to dull your senses. It's never going to make you more confident, because If you feel that you need that extra work, you know, it's going to help you. Antonio Brown, I'm sure he's a sore spot on a lot of people here.
Not as much. It used to be. I kind of goes back and forth. Le'Veon Bell is now back on the he's kind of on the poop list now, I would say. He's in the Steeler doghouse. But Antonio Brown, some people would welcome back in a heartbeat. some people, I actually was happy to see him win a Super Bowl. I think you have a theory on this, the source of his behavior over the last 5 years or so.
Well, first of all, I want to get back to his work ethic. Okay. He had a work ethic that was just next to none. I went to a lot of practices in Latrobe, and they'd be done. And he'd be standing beside the ball launcher 3 feet away, and that ball coming out, 30 miles an hour or so. He'd be doing 100 reps with that. And as far as his fans were concerned, he was the last one off the field at training camp giving autographs and smiling and having a great time. My theory is the hit that he took from Perfect, that vicious hit that should have never happened, and as far as I'm concerned, he should have been banned for life for that hit alone, instead of waiting a couple of years after he kept his bad practices. That hit that he took injured his brain, and his problems all started after that.
He did have an ego, but not in the locker room. But I agree with you. It kind of got worse after that. So that leads me to my next question. Vontaze Burfict, would that be your most hated Steeler opponent of all time?
He is definitely number one. And I have a problem with another player, but he escapes me. And
was it from the 70s or recently?
It was more recently.
Pac-Man Jones?
No, this one was a big lineman type, and he would tramp on someone's fingers on purpose.
I'm having trouble. I don't know who that is.
He would jump on someone's calf just to punish him, and he wasn't even in on the play. And
Richie, was it not Richie Incognito? Was it Richie Incognito?
No.
I'm not sure. I thought you were going to say this guy, and Dave Shipley's asking too.
Well, Jack Tatum, he hit hard, but he wasn't. They called him the assassin, but he was going after the play, and his punishment came during a legitimate play, as I remember it. Of course, I love him for the immaculate reception.
Yeah, and Frenchie will never tell.
No.
What really happened? Because he's the only one alive that knows for sure, because Jack passed away a few years ago.
Yeah. Well, Jack never had any remorse for anything, though. It was his job, and he took it as that. And yes, he was brutal, but most of his brutality came with legitimacy.
Later on, I remember they interviewed him at halftime when the Steelers played the Seahawks in the Super Bowl. And he had he was going through a lot of health problems, and but he had a lot of regrets later on. But on the field back then, no, he was an assassin, and that was his job. And we had those guys on our team in the 70s too. We had assassins on that team. One of probably the nicest men in football was Donnie Shell, and he's finally going to the Hall of Fame. And oh, by the way, a lot of people are saying you're thinking of Ndamukong Suh.
Yes, exactly. Thank you very much. But that's exactly who I was thinking of. And he did that stuff. He'd walk 15 feet to tramp on someone, you know, and he got warned and warned. It didn't work.
All right. So the live chat knows who I hate these days. I've got a guy that I hate more than anybody, and he's the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns. What are your thoughts on Baker Mayfield?
Prima donna, not worth the money they paid for.
You know, I challenged him to a fight on a show 2 years ago, which, thank God, would have I won that fight?
Probably not.
No, absolutely not. No, that would have been stupid. How funny is that? We're having a lot of fun here. Dave Shipley asked a question. What are your thoughts of the NFL moving to 17 games now?
I kind of think that it's all right. I don't know why they went to 17. They should have went. I'm a man of uniformity. I think the odd number is going to bite some people. But it didn't help us with our schedule this year. I think coming up with that when they did, they should have had a couple of years before that went into motion.
It's not definite to stay, so it's kind of a trial. So we'll look at that. We'll look at that. That might be gone in a few years. Brian Brown says, no, not bad too. I swear I am named Brian because of the same movie. You can't make this stuff up. No, if you've never seen Brian's song, it's you're not getting out without a box of tissues.
No.
So
or two.
So now we're talking about players. When was the angriest you've ever seen me watching a football game?
No, you didn't like Tim Worley. It just
he fumbled a lot.
And
I remember they were playing Houston. It was in Houston, 1990. They needed to win that game, and he fumbled. He had two fumbles in that game, and I think I was throwing stuff. And I usually don't do that during games, do I?
No, I was throwing stuff too, and one was you out.
Yeah, you kicked me out of the room. He kicked me out of the room because I was just being obnoxious. I never did that again. But I guess I never too old. I was in college doing that, and too old to learn my lesson, I guess. So, Dad, we're going to go ahead and wrap some things up. Do you have any other thoughts about the Steelers this year?
Well, I have I can't remember dates like you do, but I have one memory. I have two nephews, and they're your cousins.
I was going to bring this up. Yeah.
And they lived in Dallas.
You can say their names.
Vincent and David Barry. And
Vincent is an author. If you like professional wrestling, he's an author. And, David just he's deputy sheriff and just retired from a Texas sheriff's department. So
and also another love of mine, he's an ex-Marine. Or no, I'm sorry, you're never an ex-Marine. He was a former Marine.
I'll tell you the exact day. This was October 24th, 2004, because it was the 25th anniversary of the Pirates winning the World Series.
Well, David had a very bad motorcycle accident that year, and his brother, who is not as much of a fan of the sport as David is, said that he would take him to a game. Well, when they went to the game, Vincent parked very far away because he didn't want to pay more money to park. And David was having a lot of trouble walking at the time. So they went to the game.
What team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Pittsburgh, Dallas, 2004. Ben's rookie year.
Yeah, well, that game was very interesting because the last 2 minutes, they were what, at least 12 behind?
They were 10 down.
10 down.
Maybe 11, but I think 10.
And there was less than 2 minutes to go. So Vincent says, let's beat the rush and let's go to the car. So they're walking to the car, and I get a telephone call. And the game had just ended. And it was, Uncle Bill, we beat you, blah, blah. I says, where are you? Oh, we're in the parking lot. I says, you didn't stay for the end of the game? He says, no. I says, when you get to the car, put on the radio and then call me back.
But the game wasn't over yet?
No.
The game wasn't over, but you just said, thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, they got on. They couldn't believe it when they got to the car and put the radio on. They just could not believe that they had lost in that last, because it was a grudge for them. They had to beat me, even though I have nothing to do with them. But they had to beat the biggest Steeler fan they knew, and they sent me cups and everything afterwards. But anyway, it was fun.
Because you never celebrate till there's zeros on the clock.
Or that lady is singing.
Dave Shipley gives us $5. Says the maddest he's ever been at a Steelers game was watching Neil O'Donnell. Those picks. Ugh.
Oh.
What are your thoughts on Neil O'Donnell?
Oh, I think usually I'm not this way. It really looked like he threw that game.
Oh, Steelers fan 36 agrees with you. He was not paid off. Come on.
The truth of the matter is, after I have educated myself, as the receiver, and I can't remember who it was.
Corey Holiday.
He ran the wrong route.
But no, the first interception was Neil O'Donnell's fault.
But the one that made us think that he got paid off was, and that was, what wasn't that against
Dallas?
Dallas also?
Yeah. Now, if Ernie Mills doesn't get his ACL slashed in the second or third quarter of that game, Corey Holiday's not running that route. That's a different game, but ifs and buts, candy and nuts.
Yeah.
Oh, what a seventh Super Bowl ring we would have had.
Yeah.
But
I've been wanting to make this jersey.
Okay, here.
An antique for quite a few years. And I'm still wearing it. It's six stands for six Super Bowls. And
it's not Bobby Brister or Duck Hodges?
Oh, no. I'd never celebrate Bobby Brister. But I do want to turn around and see if you can get a picture of my back.
All right. There we go. Super Bowl champs with all of the patches on there. And, wow, who bought you that? You must have paid a lot of money for that.
I think it was my son.
I guess so. So
it's my favorite son.
Yeah, I'm your only son.
Well,
so go get your brother. So what I want to do here is thank everybody in our Steeler family, our BTSC family, for coming out, checking out this show. You bleed black and gold if you are checking us out on a Sunday morning. Sure, mini camp, everything's going to heat up. We're going to have a lot of stuff. But thanks for indulging me, Bad, and Dad. And Dad mentioned what about my health, what I went through 18 years ago. Dad got me through that. I talk a little bit more about that on Steelers, Dad's kids and the Steelers. And so I want to thank you, Dad, for being an awesome dad. And if it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be blessed with having this wonderful family. So I want to bring in, everybody's talking about B and C. They want to talk. So I want to bring out Connor, and I want to bring out Jilly. Well, Jilly's throwing a Steelers shirt at him. He doesn't have to put a Steelers shirt on. That's fine. And this is my little girl. This is Jilly. And Dobby the dog's in here, too. As we're getting a little crazy, but kids, I love you. Dad, I love you. thanks for making thank you, and thanks for making this a wonderful Father's Day as well. So, okay, we're arguing on the show. So, hey, they made us breakfast, Dad.
Oh, can't wait.
How about that? So we're gonna go join Mom, we're gonna join Mrs. Bad, we're gonna join the kids and have a great breakfast. But thank you all, BTSC Nation, for hanging out with us today. You know we love you. Thanks for welcoming my dad. I appreciate it. Dad, happy Father's Day.
Thank you. Same to you. And I really enjoy this. I hope maybe we can do this again.
Yeah, well, we'll have to sign you to a contract. We'll negotiate the contract over breakfast.
Okay.
So with that being said, I need you to do three things. I need you to, one, be safe. Two, always be true to yourself. And three, always be behind the steel curtain. I love you. Happy Father's Day, everybody. Blessings to you all. We'll see you.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.